The success of 10x companies. The future is always uncertain. No one can accurately predict what will happen in the months, years, or decades ahead. Despite these unpredictable times, certain companies not only survive but flourish. To understand why, we can look at the practices of 10x companies, those remarkably successful companies that have outperformed their industry peers by at least 10 times. To succeed like Arctic explorer Roald Amundsen, 10xers are all about preparation. They build up their knowledge and supplies to handle any situation. This mindset shows in three key behaviors. Firstly, 10xers show extreme discipline. This means they stick to their plans without wavering. Just like Amundsen never strayed from his route to the pole once it was set, 10x leaders stayed committed to their goals and methods. Secondly, 10xers use practical creativity to make decisions. They rely on evidence rather than opinions or popular ideas. Amundsen, for instance, ignored experts' advice for his base camp location and instead relied on his research to choose an unconventional spot. Similarly, 10xers use evidence to guide their innovations effectively. Thriving companies in uncertain environments prioritize discipline, evidence-based innovation, and preparedness rooted in productive paranoia. Finally, 10xers use productive paranoia to develop amidst competition. Their leaders are always vigilant, never comfortable, and constantly wary of potential risks. Just like Amundsen prepared meticulously for his expeditions, these leaders tackle their fears to create robust policies that ready their companies for challenges. Maintain a steady pace on the journey. Roald Amundsen approached his trek to the South Pole with strict discipline. Each day, regardless of weather or terrain, he and his team marched about 15.5 miles. Even on days when conditions allowed for more, they stuck to this set distance before resting. This strategy conserved their energy, ensuring they remained strong when faced with challenging weather or terrain. By keeping a steady pace throughout, Amundsen's expedition successfully reached their target distance without exhausting themselves early on. 20-mile marching is a key strategy for success used by thriving companies, especially in uncertain times. It involves setting clear markers for success, similar to how Amundsen measured his daily progress. Companies set targets like annual growth or specific innovation levels and work consistently to achieve them, regardless of economic ups and downs. Disciplined strategy for long-term success. The strategy requires disciplined effort. Companies must meet their targets during tough times but avoid exceeding them during favorable conditions. This discipline ensures balance and adaptability, crucial for long-term success in a changing world. AMD, the electronics giant, faced a major crisis in the 1980s. In its quest for quick success, the company aimed for a whopping 60% growth rate. This ambitious move led AMD to borrow excessively, leaving it short on resources when the market suddenly crashed. Meanwhile, its rival Intel, known as the 10X company, pursued a more stable growth strategy and managed to stay ahead during the same period. Key to 10X company success. 10X companies are known for their bold innovation, but they don't take risks without doing their homework first. They carefully study the market by gathering data and using it to guide their decisions. Instead of launching major products right away, they start with low-cost, low-risk tests, what they call firing bullets. Once they find a promising idea, they go all in, launching it with full force like firing a cannonball. This method, called empirical creativity, ensures they innovate smartly and only pursue opportunities that are backed by evidence. In 2001, Apple took a small, low-risk step by launching the first iPod, an MP3 player that worked only with Mac computers, allowing them to test the market without distracting from their main focus on Macs. Seeing promising sales, Apple followed up with iTunes, a music store exclusive to Mac users, which was also well received. These early successes gave Apple the confidence to expand, leading them to release both iTunes and the iPod for Windows computers. This bigger move, or cannonball, hit its target and set Apple on a path to major success. Innovation needs discipline to succeed in business. Innovation alone isn't enough to guarantee business success. While many believe the most innovative companies are the most successful, this isn't always the case. Innovation must be paired with solid business practices. Every company needs to innovate, but the level of innovation required depends on the industry. For example, the tech industry demands constant innovation because products become outdated quickly, while the airline industry has a slower pace of change and requires less innovation to stay competitive. There's no need to constantly come up with new ways to fly. Companies that fail to meet basic industry standards will struggle, but focusing too much on innovation doesn't always help either. It can be harmful. When a company spends too many resources trying to create the next big thing, it risks neglecting other important areas, like manufacturing, marketing, and accounting. These areas need attention and proper funding to keep the business stable. For example, Intel managed to outshine its competitor, Advanced Memory Systems, AMS, even though AMS was initially better at innovating. Intel's success, staying focused. Intel succeeded because they focused on all areas of their business, from coming up with new ideas to making and delivering their products. They worked hard to keep costs down and improve how they made their products, ensuring they were delivered on time and at the right price. While AMS might have been better in the lab, Intel won by doing well in the market. 10Xers always anticipate challenges. 10Xers are never at ease, they constantly fret about the future. Even during prosperous times, they ponder, what if my industry shifts? How will my company adapt? And who might challenge us next? This paranoia drives them to stay prepared for any scenario. To brace for tough times, 10Xers stash substantial cash reserves. On average, they hold 3 to 10 times more cash compared to their rivals, relative to their total assets. Their cautiousness leads them to be extremely watchful. They constantly monitor their surroundings for potential risks such as new competitors, updated laws, or changing financial situations. This watchfulness helps them gain a deep understanding of their industry. Combined with their thorough preparation, it gives them a significant competitive advantage. They can spot upcoming opportunities and make the most of them. Survival and success amid crisis. In 2001, the airline industry faced a major crisis due to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Many airlines went out of business, but Southwest Airlines not only survived but also turned a profit. They even expanded by adding new routes and services. Although they didn't predict the 9/11 tragedy, Southwest Airlines had built a strong financial base that helped them weather such a shock. Their deep understanding of the market also allowed them to find new opportunities during the crisis. Southwest Airlines' strategy for success after deregulation. In 1979, when the U.S. airline industry was deregulated, it opened doors for new airlines, sparking fierce competition. Southwest Airlines, known for its innovative approach, responded with a set of 10 key rules to navigate this new landscape. These rules, or commandments, like use 737 aircraft and avoid food services, were designed to ensure the company's success amidst the industry's turbulence. Remarkably, these rules proved incredibly effective. Over the next 25 years, despite changes in the airline industry, 80% of these commandments remained unchanged. This consistency provided Southwest Airlines with the clarity and stability needed to develop year after year. The key to their success lies in their specific, methodical, and consistent approach, known as SMAC. These procedures were precise enough to address various issues, durable enough for long-term use, and adaptable to different situations. The discipline of 10Xers and SMAC operating procedures. Experts known as 10Xers excel in creating SMAC operating procedures. They base their lists on extensive empirical evidence, understanding which procedures will succeed and which will not. What sets them apart is their disciplined adherence to these lists. Even during crises in the airline industry, Southwest Airlines did not abandon its operating procedures. They stuck with them because they knew they worked. Highly productive individuals, known as 10Xers, only adjust their methods when necessary because they put immense effort into getting things right the first time. This approach gives 10X companies clear direction and the confidence needed to achieve success. Success is more than luck. In today's society, there's a growing belief that success hinges mainly on luck or circumstances. Some say that famous leaders and successful companies owe their achievements more to being in the right place at the right time rather than their skills or strategies. However, true achievers disagree with this idea. They understand that luck is equally distributed among everyone. Instead, what sets them apart is their hard work and ambition. These exceptional individuals believe in maximizing every opportunity that comes their way to achieve great results, often referred to as 10X leaders. Bill Gates, hard work and ambition. Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, had many advantages. He went to private school, had access to computers in college, and even stumbled upon a crucial article in popular electronics magazine that sparked his first business idea. But what truly set him apart wasn't just luck or privilege. Many of his peers had similar opportunities. It was his relentless work ethic and ambitious drive that ultimately led to his success. After reading an article, he made a big decision. He left college and moved to another state to focus on creating a revolutionary software product. He worked tirelessly, often skipping meals and sleep. He was confident he could succeed and was determined to keep going until he reached his goal. In short, through hard work and ambition, he turned his luck around. Key points. 1. Comparison of strategic planning and flexibility in unpredictable environments. 2. Focus on disciplined decision-making and adaptability in varying circumstances. 3. Advocating steady progress despite changing conditions. 4. Balancing innovation with cautious growth strategies. 5. Highlighting the importance of adaptability and continuity. 6. Managing risks and preparing for industry changes. 7. Demonstrating success through persistent pursuit and innovation.